elevator in 0 feet. With bare fists.
You don't need that elevator anymore, so I'm going to go to the end of this hallway and come back, because if you don't, I think there's like a weird glitch where like certain passages open here instead of where they're supposed to.
Bartender asks, did you literally push the elevator? And I think yes.
Hold on. Sorry, what did you say?
Bitebender asked, did you literally punch the elevator?
Yes, I did.
I thought so.
Bye-bye, elevator.
Wait, I want to try the game again after the stream. I wonder what, should I enable Shuri's training mode? I haven't played in ages.
It's not really needed. They move slow enough to where it doesn't really make too much of a difference.
East.
So this part's gonna be fun. On the other side of this door, there's a couple twists and turns. At the end of one, which lies a cyborg, immediately to the right. So I'm gonna save here because
one, save 84%.
I'm sure I'm gonna get the daylights punched out of me here.
North. East. North.
Here we go.
Door in 4 feet. 23 feet.
Ah, okay. We'll just bypass that. Come on.
41 feet.
Come on, pal.
49 feet. 45 feet. 43 feet. 39 feet.
Alright.
Door in 2 feet west. Savin's 1 2.
Oh, hi, buddy. Oh. Yeah, that was fun. Come on, everyone, follow me. To glory.
Do you have a plan?
Yes, I do. Run for my life. Come on, everyone! This way! This way, come on, don't be shy.
North.
Alright, everybody out! Everybody out!
Commanding an army. That cyborg is slow.
West, 55 feet.
They're all pretty slow.
47 feet. 40 feet. 35 feet. 31 feet. 28 feet.
Come on, everybody.
33 feet. 27 feet. 20 feet.
Oh boy. Oh no, I know what this guy is. The Chainsaw Man! What?
Rich says hey. And Alan forgot about it. How dare you? How dare you, Alan?
Say again?
And Alan forgot about Shades of Doom.
Oh.
I'm only kidding.
Ah, fuck, it's an insane scientist.
Uh-oh.
Mecha Interface
B. What's that?
That's equipment.
48 feet.
36 feet.
31 feet.
29 feet.
So Alan, I'm space puppet.
Who are you?
Danny, or whatever you want to call me.
Select play, save.
I'm the guy who told you about crowd work and that. Careful, no one to destroy them all.
God!
No one to destroy them. Yeah.
Oh, that was risky. Okay.
Rich says that fight seems impossible. Barely moving and you're dead.
Okay, well. Damn it.
Also, also Bitebender reminding you about the chat reader.
Play, save,
load from slot one.
What is the chat reader?
Right?
Basically, on the web, on the site, it basically reads out the
manual
chat with your screen reader or. Did you hear me?
Blue.
Yeah. Sorry. It reads it out with your screen reader.
Screen reader or Sappy?
Oh, it reads with Sappy as well. Okay, how do I turn it on?
There's a button that you expand.
Danny, can you send a message real quick just so I can, or one of you guys as well?
The space pup says testing.
Okay, good.
Rich says I wonder why they don't let those be used for more.
Huh? For more what? Okay.
Save in slot 1, area 2.
So, here's what I'm gonna do here. I'm gonna save, and I'm gonna put a bio-disruptor mine right here at the door. And I'm gonna have to be...
Rich says just more things. Apart from the unofficial NVDA add-ons, the neural voices are heavily locked down.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna have to, I'm gonna have to be quick about this, but I'm gonna put a bio-disruptor mine here. I'm gonna run and flush the toilet, then run and open the door again, and then close it in front of me as I back out.
One, mega, proximity, time,
bio-disruptor
mine.
Warning,
biohazard
law.
Rich says, how far into the game did you guys get?
Level 2.
Chainsaw in 17 feet.
I forgot about that guy.
Chainsaw. Take it.
I need the door to. Okay.
West.
The space pup says, is there an add-in for the newer neural voices of narrator?
Door 2 feet.
Are you asking me, or like?
Rich, because I think he said something with that.
Oh, gotcha.
Door 10.
Okay.
Semi-automatic bolt. Save and slot 1. Save.
The minute I open this door, the blob that I have just released from the toilet should step on that bio-disruptor mine and come charging at me. That's the plan, anyway. Hopefully he steps on the mine. I want him to step on the mine. And then I'm gonna try to shoot him to death.
Semi-automatic bolt gun.
Actually,
Rich says I don't think so. PTS since won't work with the override compatibility thing since NVDA 2026 is 64-bit now.
Whoa! Alright, he hurt himself.
Door in 2 feet.
I'm waiting for him to get close so I don't waste that much ammo.
42 feet.
And then I'm gonna
39 feet. 30 feet.
Die!
26 feet.
This isn't working.
99 bio grenades.
Where are you going?
40 feet. 31 feet. 30 feet. 33 feet. 34 feet. Manual bolt. 7 feet. 28 feet. 27 feet. 25 feet. 27 feet. 28 feet.
You know what? He's running away. He's not going to hurt me now. You know what I bet I can do?
One save. Bare fist. Door in 2 feet.
Yeah!
Great.
West.
That was great.
Because they don't hurt you when they run away like that.
North.
That was fantastic. Something.
Manual bolt gun 271.
Okay, we're doing north good on ammo again.
West.
Whoa!
Come on.
Whoa!
46 feet, 48 feet, 50 feet, 38 feet.
Here we go again.
Bio grenades. Manual bolt gun. Data wafer in 19 feet.
Well, how yellow about
data
that?
Wafer taken.
Okay.
East.
Whoa!
North.
Right.
West.
Oh, and I have south. A chainsaw too, so, yeah.
You stole it from the chainsaw guy.
West.
Yeah.
North.
He's been turned into dust now.
Yep.
West. Door in 8 feet. South. Door in 1 feet.
Oh, there's the room with the dog.
Save in one. Save.
Okay.
Semi-automatic bolt gun. East. Door in 17 feet.
Come on, buddy.
54 feet, 48 feet, 30 feet. West. 45 feet, 53 feet, 62 feet.
Step on up and receive your death.
62 feet, 60 feet, 60 feet. Manual bolt gun.
Rich says, "Hi, dog, go."
He's not coming out of that room, is he?
Door in 16 feet, 23 feet.
Wow, that was close.
Take a white data wafer. Take a door in 12 feet. Door in 18 feet.
Hey, look. It's a radio.
Scope battery in 20 feet.
Not anymore, it's not.
It's a pile of scrap. That's what it is.
Scope battery. Take it. North.
Remind me again, what's the objective of this game?
Basically to figure out why this science experiment thing went wrong. And, put a stop to it. Hello.
Manual bolt gun.
No! Well.
Sorry, you lose.
Unfortunately. Oh, I'm gonna have to. Okay. Alright. Well.
West. Door in 7 feet. Door in 4 feet. South. 7 feet. South. East. Door in 20 feet. 48 feet. South. Door in 17 feet. 61 feet. 61 feet.
Oh, you know what he's doing?
61 feet. What? Door in 16 feet. South.
I do declare he's running away from me. So now...
Bare fists. Go battery in 18 feet. In 3 feet, south. Time to blast me. Take a white data wafer. Take a scope battery. In 19 feet.
It's good to know I can waste less ammo because they'll run away from me eventually, and then I can just walk up to them and punch their lights out.
North.
Yep.
Door in 15. West. Save and
not
one.
Not a very
save.
Nice doggo, is it?
No.
Semi-automatic bolt gun. West. Data wafer in 20 feet. Data wafer in 12 feet. West. White data wafer taken.
That is pretty good.
In 18 feet. White data wafer taken. Mecha in 19 feet. Mecha taken. Save and slot one. Save south.
Oh, this guy, I can punch him to death because he's just gonna...
Bear fist.
There we go.
South.
He punched the equipment, too.
Yeah, happy bonus.
Door in 19 feet.
Yeah. I'd say so.
East.
You see...
Am I quiet, by the way?
Huh?
Am I quiet, by the way?
No, you're all right.
South.
I know who you are.
Feet.
Who could that be?
That's the insane scientist. And now he's running away.
West.
Yeah.
4 feet.
Give me that back.
South.
You little.
What did he take?
He took a med kit from me, little punk.
East.
I needed to kill him because,
South.
I think he counts as a monster.
In 2 feet. In 2 feet east.
You know what room this is?
Nope.
This is a room with two monsters aiming at the door with guns.
Uh-oh. How much health do you have?
100%.
Okay, not too bad.
Good.
Savings, one. Save.
Yeah, good idea.
Bio grenades, one.
Oh, great. I'm going to use my last grenade here. All right, here we go. Oh.
Load from level 2. Loaded.
Okay.
100.
I closed the door too quickly. And it blew up inside the door.
Chaos!
It didn't kill both of them! No!
Load from level 2. Loaded. Bio grenades.
Let's see how. Alright.
Load from level 2. Loaded.
Alright. We need to figure out,
semi-automatic bolt gun.
This may not be the room, because there's supposed to be only two monsters in there, and there's three. So, maybe it's safe? No, it's not!
East, 26%.
Wow.
Loaded.
Does anyone have any ideas?
I do not. And I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to fill up my water bottle, so I'll be right back.
Okay.
I can't really help you there.
South.
We're gonna come back to
Radiant says, wow, the sound engine.
West.
Yeah.
Door in 1 feet. South. Door in 1 feet. East. West. Semi-automatic bolt gun. West,
175. 152% nitro on. Security check-in, 90 feet. Ethlyn says, oh, is this the Locutus mod? I really lie, that one.
Yeah, it is. It is the Locutus mod. Okay.
Security check in 16 feet. Whoa. Security check taken. East 41 feet. South.
Do any of you know what I should do about the room with the gunman? because I'm gonna have to go in there for the last message. Or, not the last message, but the message.
East.
I'm gonna have to go in there for. Alright. But, for now, I guess I'll just continue until we get to the end and I have to turn back?
North.
Actually, you know what? I don't think I have to deal with them at all.
Door in 10 feet west.
Because...
Door in 2 feet.
Way I see it.
Met security check.
I mean, look, I'm gonna have to go through that teleporter in level 8 anyway to go back to level 1 and restock. So the way I see it, maybe it would just be best to go through, and I already missed the message on level 1. So maybe I just go through and get to that coffee machine and drink that, get past that, and then I can come back to that level and do it properly. And actually, now that I think about it, maybe it would be best to just run away from everything I can, unless I'm not able to, and then kill whatever gets in my way, but like leave everything else alone until I get through the teleporter in level 8. I think that's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, that sounds like a good plan of action. As you can see, in the pursuit of not being killed, I ended up becoming more careless. I've memorized the entire layout of level 1, so it was pretty easy to get through that one unscathed, or relatively unscathed anyway. I haven't committed the remainder of the levels to memory quite as well as I probably should. Even if I did, I didn't truly grasp how much stronger the monsters would become in the highest difficulty level, and I think that's partially to blame for why I got killed so many times. I was also still in the frame of mind of trying to make sure I didn't waste all of my ammunition. Indeed, I was very careful about not wasting ammunition until the point where I felt like I was being sort of pressured to use it more. In retrospect, it probably was a good thing that I was sort of pressured to use it more, because if I hadn't, I might have died a lot more before realizing that the method I was trying to use wasn't working very well. As for the concept that monsters eventually start running away from you and you can punch them to death, I quickly forgot about that, so unfortunately you're not gonna see much more of that in the coming levels. It's generally a good method to use as long as you can be sure that the monster is running away from you, but sometimes you don't always have the chance to confirm that, and it's better to be safe than sorry. As you progress through the levels, the need to conserve ammunition becomes a lot less, so it's not entirely necessary anyway. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and stick around for level 3.